From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series devoted to the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul. In the course of these studies, we're going to see how God took a fanatical enemy of the gospel and transformed him into the greatest evangelist the world has ever seen, apart from Christ himself. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes his initial message called A Young Man Whose Name Was Saul. Saul of Tarsus was a brilliant young Pharisee, whose natural gifts and intellectual achievements placed him among the greatest minds of the ancient world. He enjoyed high privileges in his heritage among the Jewish nation, as well as in his family and in his personal training. Like Saul, with all his knowledge of the Scriptures, many young people from Christian families, with all the privileges of gospel teaching, are hurtling toward a Christless eternity. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this message. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Our Substance Blessed. The text is Deuteronomy 28 and verse 5. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Obedience brings a blessing on all the provisions which our industry earns for us. That which comes in and goes out at once, like the fruit in the basket, which is for immediate use, shall be blessed, and that which is laid by with us for a longer season shall equally receive a blessing. Perhaps ours is a handbasket portion. We have a little for breakfast, and a scanty bite for dinner in a basket when we go out to do our work in the morning. This is well, for the blessing of God is promised to the basket. If we live from hand to mouth, getting each day's supply in the day, we are as well off as Israel, for when the Lord entertained his favored people, he only gave them a day's manna at a time. What more did they need? What more do we need? But if we have a store, how much we need the Lord to bless it, for there is the care of getting, the care of keeping, the care of managing, the care of using, and unless the Lord bless it, these cares will eat into our hearts, till our goods become our gods, and our cares prove cankers. O Lord, bless our substance. Enable us to use it for thy glory. Help us to keep worldly things in their proper places, and never may our savings endanger the saving of our souls.
If I gain the world, but had not Jesus, were my life worth living for a day? Would my yearning heart find rest and comfort in the things that soon must pass away? If I gain the world, but had not Jesus, would my gain sins and sorrows here below, and eternity, how dark without him, only night and tears and endless woe. What though I might live without a Savior,
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures, and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
privilege. What a way to start out in life, with a Bible in your hand, with a knowledge of the Scripture, with Scriptures committed to memory. What a way to start out. That's how he started out. And yet, he missed their message. Because every part of Scripture speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Saul of Tarsus was blind to that fact, and he was deaf to that message. He saw nothing of Christ. Up to this point, he wanted nothing of Christ. The picture I have of this young man, this proud, accomplished, brilliant Pharisee, was that he was hurtling to destruction with a Bible in his hand. Hurtling to hell, if we could put it in modern parlance, from the church pew, from public worship, from the reading of the Scriptures, from the intonation of prayer, from the singing of psalms, hurtling to the outer darkness of a lost eternity. What a waste of spiritual opportunity. Some of you have had equal or even greater spiritual privileges. Yes, you have had the Word of God. You still have it. But what do you do with that book? There are people here tonight who never have that book in their hand from one Sabbath day to the next. Or if they have it in their hand, it's because they're forced. No time for God's Word. Oh, time for all the corrupt filth and nonsense of the literature of the world. Time for the muck and the mire of Hollywood, but nothing for God's Word. What a privilege wasted. More than that, you've been taught the gospel. God has many barricades on the broad road to hell, and he has put them all in front of you. You've had, many of you, as I've indicated, godly parents. One of the hardest things to get by on the road to hell is a mother's prayers. Can you ever forget the tears, the agonizings, the longings, and the crying that God would save your soul from hell? And yet some of you try to blot that out. Fly on regardless. God has given you faithful Sabbath school teachers and many of you faithful day school teachers who have opened up the Scriptures and they have pointed you to Christ. God has brought you in his providence under the preaching of the gospel. In bringing you to this church, God didn't bring you to hear the world's most accomplished preacher. But I want to tell you this, he did bring you to hear a preacher who would preach the gospel to you. And there's not one of you will ever go out to hell and say, that preacher never told me the way to heaven. What a privilege. My friend, greatest blockade on the road to hell is the cross of Jesus Christ. God has not only given you his word, but he has constantly brought you to that cross. Week by week you hear it preached. Week by week you hear the invitation. Week by week there is the opportunity. From time to time, God has begun to convict you of your sin, and you've deliberately, willfully, wantonly blotted it out. I will not think. I will not face these things. What a waste of privilege. God has given you the greatest spiritual privileges, and some of you have cast them away as a vile and unworthy thing. you desperately need to meet with Jesus Christ. Thank God you can meet with Him. I believe with all my heart that He's here tonight, for He said He would be here. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. You're in a place tonight where Jesus is. You're in a place tonight where many, many people are, even as they listen, lifting up their hearts to God, that in grace and mercy He would meet with you to the saving of your soul. He's here. His call to you is to believe and to repent. To confess Him as your Savior and your Lord. And then you'll find your true destiny. Then you'll never depart from this earth as one of those millions to whom I made reference. One of those of whom people ask, why were they ever born? For in Christ, you'll be the child of the King, an heir of glory. What a joy it is to be saved. Without Christ, you're doomed. Now listen to me very carefully. For whatever the devil tells you, whatever the world promises you, it's a lie. Listen to me very carefully. Without Christ, you're doomed to a wasted life. You're doomed to a wretched death. And you're doomed to a woeful eternity. As you stand between heaven and hell, on this little narrow neck of land we call time, you must tonight either take or waste privileges that God has given you. The hymn writer penned what I trust would be the prayer of those who have wasted the privileges of grace. I've wasted many precious years. Now I'm coming home. I now repent with bitter tears. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Is that your prayer? Is that the cry of your heart? Oh, that tonight you would come. Flee to the Savior. Lest both God and man write over your life the final epitaph, wasted privileges. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. O God, our Father in heaven, take the word of God and use it as seed. Plant it in ground prepared in hearts tonight. And our God, grant that the fowls of the air, those agents of hell, will not be able to snatch it away. Gracious God, we pray that Thou wilt now give a reception in hearts to the Word of God. Lord, speak. Speak to those who for too long have been trampling the privileges of grace beneath their feet. They're in dangerous ground. O Father in heaven, have mercy, we pray. Have mercy, we pray. And bring them to the knowledge of the Savior. Give them the gift of saving faith, of evangelical repentance. Grant them, O God, now that decisive power to embrace Christ as he's freely offered to them in the gospel. Lord, answer prayer. Do this work, we beseech thee. Even now, do this work in many hearts. We do want every head bowed in prayer. We do want every eye closed, and we want God's people praying. Has God spoken to your heart tonight? Has God been taking a dealing with your soul? Isn't it time to do business with him? Isn't it time to get right with God? Hosea says, it is time to seek the Lord. Will you seek him tonight? Man, woman, boy, or girl, will you seek him? Cease from this senseless folly of tramping the most precious privileges God can give you this side of heaven under your feet. Waste them no more, but come to Christ. Will you come? Where you're sitting, will you lift your heart to God and cry, God, forgive me. I've been a fool and a wicked one at that. God, forgive me for Jesus' sake. Receive me for Jesus' sake. Save me for Jesus' sake. Will you cry to him right now? All that you would come. All that you would come now. Give you time, quietness, to cry to God. Will you do it? Have you done so? Are you struggling with this? I invite you to remain and have a word with me. I can't save you, but I'll be glad to open the book of God. I'll be glad to seek to help you. Flee away to Christ. Oh, be saved, his grace is free. It's a little bit like John chapter 11. The Master is come and calleth for thee. Come and have a word with me. Let's open God's word. And I'll be glad to point you to Christ. Don't leave, yet wasting such privileges. Lord, answer prayer. May there be rejoicing in earth and heaven over what God does in the hearts of men and women and young people in bringing them to Christ. Now part is with thy blessing. Grant that grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will be our abiding portion tonight and evermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.